And this changing track this week is for someone who doesn't want to use her name. I'm an average woman living in the suburbs, married, a handful of children, work part-time, and just carrying the mental load of a woman studying, working part-time, whilst juggling lunchboxes and dinner. I may or may not love wine too much. I earn a bit of money, have an undergrad, studying a postgrad. My kids go to grammar schools, and I'm just plodding along, disconnected from so many things. I grew up in Melbourne and lived in housing commission flats. Like your average migration story, things were so tricky for my parents. New language, new rules. From a young age, I sensed the urgency of the need to succeed. But what was success in their eyes? My mum worked all the time. My dad was here and there, dealing with his own issues. And I was a latchkey kid, exploring the streets, working my first job at around 12, doing a paper round, knowing the $26 I received each fortnight would assist my parents. I guess due to failed expectations and loss, my parents divorced. I mean, why else do people break up? Love isn't everything, is it? Love isn't enough, is it? The family fell apart, really. I set out on my own and eventually met a lovely boy. Let's call him Joshua. That was to be our first son's name if we ever had one. He had brown curly hair, tall, beautiful smile, and drove a red Celica. It was love at first sight, really. He was funny, smart, and just kind and nurturing. We used to plan our future together, the children we'd have, how we'd raise them. He was so openly affectionate and would reach out to hold my hand, and I felt safe. We were in love. We would drive up the Hume, travel to Canberra and Sydney with zero expectations, just love and laughter. I loved him dearly. We were really quite different people, culturally, our tastes in music, our backgrounds, but we loved that about each other. One day we were driving. Well, I was. And we had a very serious car accident. Joshua died. My heart died with him. In his family's grief, they told me I'd move on before long. However, they'd never recover from their loss. They took all his possessions and left me without even a polo top to smell. It's been 19 years. I'm not in touch with the family at all. In their grief, they blame me. Rightly so. It was an accident. No speeding, no drugs or alcohol. I just can't recall what happened. His family are kind of right about me moving on. I'm married and I have children. But I have never felt the emotional safety and emotional intimacy I felt with him. I think about Joshua every day. The surfer with a mop top of curly brown hair. I can never forget that I killed him and that I am here and unable, unwilling to love so freely again. This was written when I was in a space of grief and loss. There are moments, days or months, where the feelings of loss are not so severe. I wonder how many others are going through this journey. The journey of loss and grief, lost loves, but managing somehow to live a successful or maybe meaningful alternate life and reality. This song reminds me of him. He had a lovely voice and loved to sing. Shamelessly, with the windows open whilst driving his red Celica with the dodgy odometer. I smile and cry when I listen to this song. I'm sorry, Joshua. And if Joshua's family are listening, I'm sorry too. This was his favourite song. Fastballs out of my head. Please crank it up and imagine a tall, lanky guy with a beautiful smile surfing. And thanks for listening.
Sometimes I feel like I am drunk behind the wheel, the wheel of possibility, however it may roll. Give it a spin,
what you mean to say. only what I